Earth Science in English. Comprehension. Sediments, old faces of Earth. Much of Earth's surface, including its seafloor, is covered with sediments. These layers of loose particles have diverse origins. Most sediments are created by weathering of the continents. Some are the remains of organisms that secreted mineral shells. Yet others consist of inorganic crystals that precipitated when dissolved chemicals in oceans and lakes combined to form new minerals. Sedimentary rocks were once sediments, and so they are records of the conditions at Earth's surface when and where the sediments were deposited. Geologists can work backward to infer the sources of the sediments from which the rocks were formed and the kinds of places in which the sediments were originally deposited. For example, the top of Mount Everest is composed of fossiliferous limestones. This evidence indicates that long before Mount Everest was uplifted, this point, now the highest in the world, was part of the floor of an ocean. The kind of analysis used to make inferences about rock formations at the top of Mount Everest applies just as well to ancient shorelines, mountains, plains, deserts, and swamps in other regions. In one area, for example, sandstone may record an earlier time when beach sands accumulated along a shoreline that no longer exists. In a bordering area, carbonate reefs may have been laid down along the perimeter of a tropical island. Beyond, there may have been a nearshore area in which the sediments were shallow marine carbonate muds that later became thin bedded limestone. In reconstructing such environments, we can map the continents and oceans of long ago. The study of sediments and sedimentary rocks has great practical value as well. Oil and gas, our most valuable sources of energy, are found in these rocks. So is much of the uranium used for nuclear power. Coal, which is a distinct type of sedimentary rock, is also used to generate energy. Phosphate rock used for fertilizer is sedimentary, as is much of the world's iron ore. Knowing how these kinds of sediments form helps us to find and use these limited resources. Finally, because virtually all sedimentary processes take place at or near Earth's surface, where we humans live, they provide a background for our understanding of environmental problems. We once studied sedimentary rocks primarily to understand how to exploit the natural resources just mentioned. Increasingly, however, we study these rocks to improve our understanding of Earth's environment. Press, Seaver, Grotzinger, and Jordan. Understanding Earth, Freeman.